Schultz and Weaver, the legendary architects of the Waldorf Astoria in New York City, as well as many other prominent hotels in the United States, Cuba, and Canada, designed the Springfield New Sun Building in the late 1920s. Built by the A.G. Samuelson Construction Company, this building on Limestone Street was occupied by two different newspapers, the Springfield Daily News and the Springfield Sun, which later merged. Former President of the United States, Calvin Coolidge, started the presses in the new building by pushing a button from his Massachusetts home on October 19, 1929, just 10 days before the infamous Black Tuesday. Based on an Italian palace, this brown brick, St. Paul stone, and Indiana limestone building represents the Italian Renaissance Revival style that reemerged as an interest in American architecture beginning in the 1890s. The building, with its brilliant design, stands as a testament to the cultural and intellectual wealth of Springfield in the early 20th century. Schultz and Weaver utilized limestone arches to create a stunning facade detailed with Asiatic faces and five decorative relief shields alternating between paired dogs and eagles. The building's low-pitched, hipped, tiled roof and capitals on the top windows support the fundamental nature of the style. Another stunning symbol of this revival is the Roman numerals on the side of the building revealing the dedication date. Other traditional Italian Renaissance Revival elements include a horizontal emphasis, arched openings, and striking ornamental structure. Its interior, namely the oak-paneled vestibule, is finely executed. Patterned arrows in red, white, and green, repeated throughout the ceiling, are modeled after the tips of a fountain pen, symbolizing journalism. As local banks refused to give the newspaper a loan to construct the building, local lore states that the newspaper's president insisted that the architects design the present wooden revolving door entryway to simulate the appearance of a bank. Despite the economic turmoil in the country after the opening of the extravagant building, the company thrived and continues to serve as Springfield's reliable news source, the Springfield News Sun.